Okay, let's get into Tehillim Perek Tzadi Gimel, the next parak, which is a small parak. We always connect this to the previous one, Hashem Malach, Geus Lavesh, Tzadi Gimel, the next one that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, the Medrash that we have quoted, which connects each of these 11 Mizmorim to another pair, Shevet, connects this one to Shevet Binyamin. Shevet Binyamin, maybe this is talking about Asilavo, when we have a Beis HaMikdash and everyone's together, and that is the Binyamin who has the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh Kadashim, in his Rishus, in his plot. So Hashem Malach, this is the Shir Shoyom of Friday, as we know the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Tells us why Friday, because this is the day that Hashem basically completed, and Hashem was on top of the world, and the ruler of the world shone great when he completed the world, says the language of the Gemara here in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph, all of these are together. B'shishi hayomrim, Hashem malach ke'us lavesh, Hashem wore his garb of grandeur, al shem shegomar malachto umalach aleihem. He finished the, completed the world, and he was melech on the world. Many say that this parak is about Yemos HaMashiach, talking about when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be not just the past when he created the world, but in the future when all the nations recognize him and even nature comes to its idyllic state, singing out the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are many parallels between this parak and Shiras Hayam. If you look in the Das Mikra, as the Das Mikra often does, trying to connect every perek in Tehillim to other prakim, either in Tehillim or other areas in Tanakh. So the Das Mikra here points out that Hashem Malach is Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed, Geus Lavesh is like Ga'o Ga'ah, Oz His Azar is like Ozi V'Zimras, Nachon Kislacha, Machon L'Shiftacha, Mayim Rabim Adirim, B'mayim Adirim, Mishpere Yam, Rama Vayam, Nava Kodesh, Nava Kachechas. There's a parallel. So this could be also a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness at Kriyas Yamsuf, right? One of the greatest divine revelations that ever took place in the history of the world. So whenever it is, this parak is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dominion and greatness, his dominion over all. There is a beautiful thought that the Maharshal has regarding Hashem's dominion, and that is, if you look in the Ber Yosef in Parsha Shmos, quotes this whole discussion, and that is, this question that he starts off with there is, why do we take off our shoes at a Makom Kadosh? Right? Why Moshe Rabbeinu, the first time Hashem sees Moshe Rabbeinu, the first thing Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu is, take off your shoes. That's the first conversation we have. Why is that so crucial? Shalna lecha me'al raglecha. Right? Why do we take off our shoes? Question one. Question two, the Shla Kadosh wonders, the Sha'asali called Sarki, when we say that bracha in the morning, that is a reference to our shoes. The Gemara talks about when you open up your eyes, and when you get dressed, malbisharumim. And when we take off our shoes, Sha'asali called, or when we put on our shoes, I'm sorry, when we put on our shoes, we say a Sha'asali called Sarki. So what exactly is the message of that? And can you connect this to the fact that we don't wear shoes on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av? So explains the Maharshal. It's quoted all here in the Ber Yosef in Shmos. Hakavana ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara dalad madregos ba'olam hazeh zula mal mizo. Hashem created four levels. We've quoted this from the Kuzari in the past. Domain, the lowest level, the domain, the inanimate objects. So meach, the growers. Ola alav yonik mimenu, the growers, the plant life, the tree life, they grow from the dirt, from the domain. Ba'alei chayim, who eat the flowers and the vegetation, ba'alei chayim, the animals. Olim ala tzomech v'ochlim oso. And then finally on top, midaber, man. Man is on top of that pyramid. Hu adam ha-moshel ba'alei chayim v'ochlim u'mishtamesh b'hem ba'ola. Right, we use, every level uses what's under it in order to survive. Nimsa shah kol tachas ragli ha'adam. Everything is under man. We are on top of this pyramid. Wearing shoes symbolize this, because shoes made out of leather, halachic shoes are leather. So when we put on our shoes, we are reflecting our dominion over the world. And that's why Sha'asali called Tzarki. That means everything in the world is there for me to survive and me to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. That's Sha'asali called Tzarki. And maybe, says the Marshal, or says the Ber Yosef, when we're in a Makom Kadosh, we take off our shoes. Because here HaKadosh Baruch Hu has dominion. Right? Hashem Malach Geus Lavesh. In a Makom Kadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. And therefore there is an Isser of Milas Asanta. One might say also on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the Makom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is here, right? The Gemara says, Hasatam is Gematria 364, because Yuma Dav Chaf, because there's one day a year that there's no Satan, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe that's also Tisha B'Av, Avelos, we recognize, or even Shiva, we recognize Hashem is in charge. Even though we feel Hester Panim, we recognize Hashem is in charge, we take off our shoes. So that concept is a fits in to this parak. This parak is about a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be his grandeur, and his greatness is going to be so prevalent. So that's something that we recognize when we go into the base of Migdash. We take off our shoes. So Hashem Malach Geus Lavesh. Hashem wears Ga'ava, wears grandeur. Lavesh Hashem owes his azar. Hashem wears his strength. Aftikon Teva Baltimot. And he created the world that it shouldn't falter. Shouldn't falter. So the Pasuk here describes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is having Gaiva. And that on the one hand is to for us to recognize that, you know, that's not for us. Right, the gaiva is a midah that we need to stay away from as much as possible. Right, the Ramban quotes this pasuk in the famous letter of his of Igeres Ramban. There he talks about the beginning. Remember, don't raise your voice. Right, Shema b'ni Musar Avicha. Tisnai tabi l'daber called Recha benachas l'chol adam b'chaleis uvezet tinatzo menakas. And then he continues. After talking about kas, he talks about gaiva. V'tachsho v'skol eila tira mi barecha v'tishama menachet. When you are humble, when you are meek in front of everyone else, then the Shekhinah is going to rest on you. Because listen, if somebody raises themselves up and is arrogant, you're rebelling because you're putting on Hashem's jacket. Imagine that you have a king who has a special leather jacket, and you put it on. You're wearing the king's jacket. What are you doing? When a person is mispar, when a bal gaiva, you're wearing Hashem's jacket. Mispar hu bilavush malchus shamayim shenemar, our pasuk. Hashem malach geus lavesh. His lavush is gaiva. And the Ramban says, but ma yisgal leifa adam, what is a man going to have gaiva about? Im ba'osher, what, money? Hashem moreshu ma'ashir. Vim ba'kavid? Halolo lukimu. Kavid, Hashem is ultimately va'osher va'kavod milfanecha. Ve'ich mispar be'kvod kono. Vim mispar be'chachma. Meister safa le'nan. V'tam zekinim yikach. Hashem is in charge. Right? Sometimes there comes a time when the smartest people, the most wisest, you know, sometimes they start losing their mind towards the end of their life. Rachmana litzlan. Nimsa hakol shavel lefnei ha'makom. Ki ba'apo mashpil geyim. Ubir tzono magbi yeshvalim. Lachin hashpil atzmecha v'nasa acha ha'makom. Says the Ramban. Related to this, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a beautiful drasha. You know, in the back of the drash Moshe, people use the drash Moshe on Chumash. It's beautiful, small thoughts on the parsha. And then in the back, there are drushes. There are pages and pages of drushes. There's, what do you have here? 38 drushes. So who reads these drushes? They're very long. So one of them was pointed out to me. I didn't go through all of them. Drush Chaf Hei, he talks about, the Dalet Parshios, Shkalim and Zachar, and Para, and then Chodesh. And he says it connects to these three elements. It connects to the pasuk of Al-Yishala Adam, right? A person should not become gaivadik and recognize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al-Yishala Adam b'chachma and Osher and Kavod. Those three. And he parallels how each of these three of the Dalet Parshios are negating those three. Ha'adam atzadik mishtamesh begimol dvarim ashiris gvur. I'm sorry, gvura. It's ashiris gvura and chachma, not kavod. L'dvarim tovim. And we have to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and therefore you can't wear Hashem's cloak. A little bit in contrast to this, but it's not contradictory. Rev Soloveitchik talks about how, yes, gaiva used in the wrong way is totally wrong, but we have to recognize that mahu afata, every midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also meant for us to copy. Mahu afata, Hashem malach geus lavesh. Rav Soloveitchik talks about this in Yemei Zikaron on page 208, but if you look at Rav Shechter, has this in Nefesh HaRav on page Samach Dalet, where he says, ki beis midos shonos heim ga'ava v'geus, v'yafsha ga'ava midah ra ad lema'od. Pure arrogance is negative. Mikol makom geus, like pride, you might say. If you want to be machalic in English words, arrogance versus pride. Mida acheresi. Kedechsev Hashem malach geus lavesh. V'af l'gabi mida zu nami islam l'memar demahu afata. Shekol adam tzorach lahakir es chashivas atzmo. We all have to have self-worth and self-recognition. V'shelo yeh shafal be'inav. I shouldn't think I'm a nothing. V'shakolol gamkein b'tzelem elokim uvim mitzvahs v'alachti b'drachav. Shalakol adam yish kochos shal yitzira v'chidush. V'tzorach u'muchuyav l'fateach otam. I have to develop them. Gami, that's part of the chivshua. And he quotes in the footnotes here, different parts of Isha Halacha. She'ein ha'yadus maskima l'daitam shel ha'teologim ha'notzrim. We don't believe in what all the Christian theologists say. Harom begaiva es avi avos hachataim. Ish halacha magain al haanochi shalo. Klas jepanav shal tamar chacha meir al tkifas hadas. Kulo omer kavod shal yechidus upratius. Right, aristocracy va atzilus haruach nizruku beish halacha. We have to hold ourselves high. Imanikan hakolkan. We have to recognize who we are. But that's, he translates a difference between geus and gaiva. But we have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a certain way like that, to recognize that he is somebody who holds himself obviously above, but we have to recognize that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rabbi Simon on page Kuf Samach Dalet in the Imre Baruch Bamidbar, he quotes a Chassam Sofer that says maybe this is also tzitzis and tefillin. Tefillin is about our pride, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'Yaru Mimecha. And tzitzis make us think of that we're small, that tzitzis is dom eliyam, we're like the dirt, and it brings us up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not straight like the tefillin does. So there's a lot, regarding this. So Hashem alagios lavesh, osas are abtigon teve alatimot. Nachon kisacha me'oz, your throne will, you know, has been nachon from then, me'olam ata, forever, but then at this time, if this parak is about, olam haba, then it'll be complete. Your throne, right? We know Rashi says at the end of Bishalach, ki yad al kes ka, melchamal Hashem ba'amalek, right? What is ka? Ka, ki, kes ka? What does it say there? Rashi quotes that the Hashem's throne, until Amalek is removed, Hashem's throne is not complete. That's why ki se is spelled without the aleph, is missing the aleph, and ka is just spelled yud and a hey without the vav and the hey. So ki yad al kes ka, but at this time, Bimosa Mashiach, the Kisei will be complete, and maybe that's reference to here, Nachon Kisacha Me'az. There is a Kleyakar in Vayeshev. He doesn't say this whole thing, but he seems to say it. And that is the three letters that are missing. The three letters that are missing in Bishalach, right? The Kisei is missing an Aleph, and then the Yod and the Hey are missing the Vav and the Hey. So it's Aleph, Vav, Hey are missing. Eva. Eva, Lamoshev Lo. Right? We say in davening, Eva l'moshev lo. So we have Eva, we have this desire, right? And later on in Tilam Kuf Lamed Beis, we have a desire for Hashem's moshav, right? Ki osios Eva mimalim Hashem v'hakisei, says the Klayakar in Perek Lamed Ches in Vayeshev. So we daven for the day that is complete. Nasu naharos Hashem, nasu naharos kulam. The rivers lift up their voice. Yisu naharos dachyam. They lift up and they raise their ability to crush. Mikolos mayim rabim adir mishbrayam. But even greater than the sound of the great waters and the breaking of the waves, adir b'marom Hashem. Hashem, you are strong, meaning you above creation. You above creation are stand tall. Rabbeinu Bachai, in the beginning of Vayikra, Gimel Yud Gimel, quotes a medrash that discusses the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Tachtonim. The medrash says, this is on the pasuk about salt, by Melach Timlach, that every carbon needs salt. So Rabbeinu Bachai says here in Gimel Yud Gimel, he quotes why salt. He quotes Derech HaPshat, because salt always makes things taste better. That's the Derech HaPshat. Then he quotes the Rambam, that it was the minhag of Ovdei Kochavim not to put salt on their carbonos, so we put a lot of salt. But then we have the medrash, Yish Biur, Pris Krusel Melach Mesheshes Yimei Breishes. There's a covenant to the salt from Maisa Breishes. Shehuftechu Mayim HaTachtonim Likar B'melach. Because what's the ocean? The ocean is water and salt. So there's Hashem made a promise to the ocean, which was left on earth and not put above the heavens. The salt is going to be karbanos, and the mayim is going to be nisach hamayim. V'chinam ru b'medrash. Mayim tachtonim nikru mayim bochim. The mayim tachtonim are called the crying waters. V'lama nikru shma mayim bochim. Why are the waters that we see in this world called crying waters? Ki b'shasha chalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu es hamayim. When Hashem split the waters, in Breishes, Nasan Elu Lamala Ve'Elu Lamata, he put some above and some below. His Chilu Mayim HaTachtonim Bochim, the bottom waters are like, what? Why? Why did those waters get to be close to you up in Shamayim? Sham Mayim, and we get to be down here. V'zeo Shekasuv, and this is the pasuk that he quotes from Eov, Mivchi Naharos Chavash, Amar Rabbi Abba, Mivchi Nisparshu Mayim HaTachtonim En Elyonim, Amar, Amru, Oy Lanu, Shalozachinu la'alos lamala, lios krovin liotsreinu. Woe to us that for eternity we are not close. Ma'asu he'izu p'neim. They said it's not fair. So they start going and trying to cover the earth. He'izu p'neim. Ubaku tahomos. Ubikshu lalos. They were trying to go up. Atshagar b'em HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until Hashem growled at them and said, you need to stop. Shenemar anosin b'ayam derech uvamayim azim nesiva. V'gor b'ayam v'yevshuha. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hov lechvodi asiten. Since you're just out for my covenant, you want to be close to me, kol kach. Ein lohem rishus l'mayim ha'olyonim lomar shira. Ashiyidlu rishus mikem. So you know what? The waters up above are not allowed to start saying shira to me until they take rishus from you. Shenemar. Mikolos mayim rabim adirim mishbereyam. From the sound of the waters, the great waters down here. Mahim omrim adir bamarom Hashem. Only after that do we hear the praise of Hashem. So that's the medrash. V'la'od el shasidim matan likar v'kavim mizbeach b'melech v'nisuch hamayim. So that is the medrash that's quoted Reda Bachai on this pasuk. The Malbim, the Malbim says here, the Malbim says here on this pasuk that this parak is a continuation of the previous parak, and he says Hashem runs the world, as he said in the previous parak also, in Nes and Teva. He says Teva is called Oz, the Oz of Hashem, the strength of Hashem. Nes is called Ga'ava, Geus, because that shows that Hashem is above. The Bishnei Mini Hanhaga, says the Malbim, Hanhaga Kvua Hativis, Ubanhaga Hanisis, Hashkachasis, Vine Hanhaga Tevis, Nikris Bekisvia Kodesh Bishem Oz. And Haganisis is Ga'ava. And that's why in the first pasuk it says, Hashem Malach Geus Lavesh, Hashem does Geus, Hashem sometimes does Nisim, but at the same time, Lavesh Hashem Oz, His Azar. He doesn't lose the Oz. Even when an ace occurs, the world is still functioning. The sun and the moon, he'll stop the sun. But the gravity and all the other rules of the world stay, right? Yitzuyuzek, because the Nes is and the Teva are both levush of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right? We don't see his essence, but at the same time, says Aptigon Teva Baltimot, V'lo Yamutu Achukim Akfuim Shebam Yasad Eretz Umloa. At the time of a Nes, it's not like all Chukim stopped of Teva. Umevuar Menasechel Ki Anagas Ateva Kvua. Lo yeter seis benaneshu rak lefisha. He says, if you think about it, what nes is so much better and greater simin of the koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You might look at it otherwise. You might say the fact that teva, for millions of years, for thousands of years, however you want to formulate it, for so HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps it going every second without change. That's pretty unbelievable. Maybe even more than teva, right? More than nes. Nes is a one-time thing. Teva is continuous. Shanhagas ha-teva kavua muda'as uzo ha-gadol. Right, that line about millions of years was assuming like the opinions that every day of my separations was a couple million years. Okay, not getting into that right now. Eich sha-teva m'chona amudi ha-chukim ha-eile. Aval ha-neis ein bo oz shu rak lefisha. V'gam ha-teva hu neis kavua. V'ha-neis hu teva ara'it. And the only difference is between how long the neis occurs for. And then he says, b'eish kriyas yamsuf. Sam Hashem beteva hamayim sheyala lamala. Hashem created that akriyas yamsuf. This should be what I want. V'im kein pula, he calls a teva. Pulas anes kala ma'od keneged pulas ateva. So anes is just a one-time thing, while teva is constant. You might say the opposite. Hashem created teva once constant. And now to break that teva is something that's out of the ordinary. It's definitely out of the ordinary, but this relates to a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban that we have mentioned in the past, where the Ramban in Parshas Bo says there's really no such thing as Teva. Really, all of Teva is Nes. It's just Nes that we're used to. And the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos and more than one place says the opposite. Really, Nes is all Teva, but it's just Teva that we're not used to. There's teva that we're used to, and there's teva that we're not used to. So a nes is teva that we're not used to. That's the language that the Malbim uses to explain a nes. Sounds like the language of the Rambam. But again, the Rambam says this, that really every nes in history, it's in Mor Nevuchim in Chelek Beis Perachav Tes, and in the Pirshei Mishnayos and Avos, on the 10 items that were created by Nashmashas, that really every nes was pre-programmed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's really teva. But Hashem says teva should be that most 99% of the time this should be the teva of water. And then once in a while, the teva of water should be different. Right? But it's all teva. But again, this is the balance that the Malbim points out beautifully, that even when Hashem performs a miracle, he's not breaking the teva of the other 99% of the rules of physics and the biology and everything else that is going on. So that's what he says in this first pasuk. And maybe we recognize that when it comes to Shabbos. When Shabbos starts, we say this, Hashem Malach Geus Lavesh, the nisim that take place, and lavesh Hashem oses azar, but it's also the teva that keeps us grounded. Last pasuk, edosecha, your eduyos. What are your eduyos? Says the Radak, the dvarim haksuvim al yedei nevi'echa, hameidim al malchusecha. The items that are in the Nevi'im that are made on your Malchus, is kaimu az ma'od. What's included in that? A lot of what the Nevi'im wrote. Edusecha ne'emnu ma'od, we see that Nevu'ah is coming true. Leveis chonav ha-kodesh, relating to the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem la'orech yamim. Hashem is for eternity, or maybe it's asking for the Obed Hashem to be eternal. Again, this is one of those prakim that every time we say it, we should get more insight as we recognize the gablus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.